not Spencer Lee. Spencer Lee, Spencer Lee, Spencer Lee is the man for me.
Welcome to On the Beat, and my guest today is the American singer-songwriter John Stewart. John Stewart's been on my program several times in the past, and when I met up with him at York on a recent tour, I wanted to talk about his recent albums, Bullets in the Yard Lass, Bandera, and Rough Sketches. Although we did cover a few oldies like Daydream Believer as well. I started by asking John about a new song, Interview with an Angel, that he performs with his wife Buffy Ford, and is taken from his new musical, Johnny Flamingo on the Blue Dream Road.
I've always written about angels back to the 60s. And it was just musing, what would that be like if you actually met an angel? You know, what you would do is ask them questions. You know, it just came from that.
And how did you decide to record it? Because you put Buffy, your wife, in there too.
Well, someone had to be the angel. You know, I did it the first time. I did it was just me. When I went to recording it, it was obvious it should be Buffy. You know, like a little play, and it was what it is, you know.
This was for a stage musical, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a musical I'm still working on, Johnny Flamingo on the Blue Dream Road, about a guy looking for innocence in his youth on Route 66. One of the characters in it, Buffy, plays an angel, so it was really written for that show. I've done the show a couple of times in America, and I'm still not happy with it, so it's still in rewrites, you know, so I don't know if I'll ever do it, you know.
So you've done it as a one-man show,
with Buffy and I, yeah. And it went down great. They loved it, you know, standing ovations. But I wasn't happy with it. It just wasn't right. You know, you do it in small places. We did it actually on Route 66 once in Williams, Arizona, in this little old theater with a 50s car and stuff. It was great. But do it in very out-of-the-way places until I know it's right, you know. But switch way to go on it, you know. I mean, as a musical, it would be nice to have dancers and big numbers and all. But, you know, I'm interested in sort of going a more introspective way, like the Fantastics and Our Town and Spoon River Anthology. And I'm still trying to find which way I want to go with it, you know. And the more people you add, the more it costs and the more it's involved and all. The song is 3 minutes long, you know, or whatever, and you've done it in that or you haven't. But a musical is a two-hour song, you know, as Paul Simon found out. It either works or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, the whole thing doesn't work. It's not like one song doesn't work. The whole thing doesn't work, you know. So it's really, I love the challenge, but it's very difficult.
Interview with an angel, the soft sketch of play. The tape machine is running. First last today.
You can call me Vegas, but it's really all the same. Do you have any questions? Cause I'm off to catch a plane.
What are all those stars across the evening sky?
Those are all tears you have never cried.
And all those grains of sand on the ocean beach. Catch a plane. The tape machine was running. Outside it was falling rain. And just how many women can only one man have?
I can tell you.
Did a duet with Johnny Cash, didn't you?
Yeah.
Presumably of another old favorite from your youth.
That's right, Get Rhythm, which was a song I did in high school. It's one of those strange manifestations of the electronic age. I never even saw him to do the song. I sent an ADAT digital recording down to Nashville, and he put his part on and sent it back, and I mixed it in, and that was the version. I didn't even meet him till afterwards at Roseanne Cash's wedding. It's the first time I ever met him, so I did a duet without, you know, ever singing with him, but close enough for me.
But presumably you discussed it on the phone as to how you do it.
No, I discussed it with his people, who you know, finally got Johnny to. He said he wanted to do it, but then it kept getting pushed back, and finally he decided to go ahead and do it. But I never spoke to him. No, it was just I would record. I recorded. Singing a version with me doing the verses I was going to do, and a blank space with the instrumental for him to sing, and then a note of, sing this and I'll sing it with you on the final recording. So it was just, you know, singing notes, you know.
And yet it works very well.
It works very well, yeah. I always thought our voices would go well together, and they did.
Yeah, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, yeah, jump the rhythm, makes you feel so fine, it'll shake all the troubles from your worried mind. Get a rhythm when you get the blues. A little sunshine boy never gets slowed down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town, bending low with the people's feet on the windy corner of the dirty street. Well, I asked him as he shined the shoes, how do you keep from getting the blues? He grinned as he raised his little head, he popped his shine ragged, then he said, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, head on across the dime, just a nickel to shoe, it does $1 million worth of good for you. Get rhythm. When you get the blues. I listened to the shoe shine boy. I thought I was gonna jump with joy. Slapped on the shoe polish left and right. He took his shoe shine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe the sweat away. I said, you mighty little boy to be working that way. Said, I like it with a big wide grin. Kept on the popping and he said again, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, put that on your toes and get on, get rhythm. When you get a blues, search me. Come on, get rhythm.
When you get the blues, yeah, jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get the love. When you get the blues.
Your most famous song, of course, is Daydream Believer. Mm. And you often now see in newspapers a phrase, Daydream Believer, someone's called that and such. Did you actually invent the phrase as well?
I did. I'd never heard it before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's become a pop phrase now. The whole phrase, oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen, just came right out. And I had this melody, and it was sort of like McCartney's Yesterday. And in fact, it was I am here, I am gone, I am with you in the song. And it was just one of these things. It was nice, and the words were nice, and I knew I just had that for weeks. And then all of a sudden, that chorus came to me, Cheer Up, Sleepy Jean. And then I thought, well, I'll just borrow that melody from that other song. And the idea of the story was there, so then I wrote If I Could Hide Neath the Wings. So it was the melody to the verses was floating around in on the back burner, you know. Someone sent me a sitar version of it on some album of the weirdest tracks in the world. It was just hysterical, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, Daydream Believer on a sitar is just awful.
What about the song itself? You originally wrote Now You Know How Funky It Can Be.
Yeah, and RCA Victor would not let Davy Jones sing funky. It had to be happy, because it was a happy little band, you know. And it's been known as Happy after that, because everyone knew the Monkees version, but it originated as funky.
Did you record the song first?
Chip Douglas, who was producing the Monkees, an old friend of mine, I just said, do you have any songs that would be good for the Monkees? And I was just, it had just written it, you know, like probably 2 months before. And I'd taken it to Spanky and Our Gang and We Five and some other group that it turned down. And I said, well, I have this song and I think it might work, but I had not recorded it. In fact, I didn't really think too much of it. I just thought the chorus was somewhat catchy, you know.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. The shaven razor goes and it sings. Night on his feet. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and all the times I can end without our love.